Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 90. Today we're doing a bracket of the historical events that we would want to witness live. And in this case, just to give us a little qualifier, I guess, it's like you're a fly on the wall. You're not sitting there, standing there.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. So it's like you're a ghost.
Yeah, you're a ghost.
You're unaffected by
any of the event that you're describing here.
You're not in danger. You're not participating.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
A few of my recommendations, which probably didn't get through.
I do.
So we don't have Nick or KB or Che today. Che is moving. Nick and KB are at Stu Feiner's house.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we do have fights. We have Clemmer. And we have the dynamic duo of Marty and Dana, who already had a hilarious off-screen moment. Like,
I'm going to tell you right now, Kendrick, I'm feeling... today, I'm feeling like I really want to make fun of myself.
Yeah.
I want to make a fool of myself today. I'm loopy right now.
It feels like it's going to be hard given the topic.
No, but you know,
find a way.
As far as historical events go, you got three people I'll say in here probably shouldn't be in here.
Yeah,
like I don't know if I'd choose me, Dana, and Marty to do historical events together.
Well, that's where my first thing I said to Kenjack was the Salem witch trials.
Yeah. Good one.
I said that's
a good one.
Why do you want innocent women burned to death?
I didn't know exactly the whole part of what it was.
What did you think it was?
They made fun of my old friend.
Calm down.
Yeah, relax. I would make fun of my friend Turton all the time because he looks so old, like he was part of the Salem witch trials. That's why I was like,
he's an ugly man.
I guess my gut went good one. I guess thinking back on it now, maybe not the best one, but. Yeah, no, it's a bad one.
I didn't
feel great. Salem witch trials? I could argue positively for that. I don't think it has to be, you know, you could be horrific. I put Hindenburg down as an option.
Yeah.
Like, just from a pyrotechnical standpoint.
A spectacle?
You don't know what Hindenburg is? Come on, dude.
It's the blimp, bro.
Do you know what the Hindenburg was?
There's only 20 blimps.
It's the blimp. That's true.
Oh, no, but this is...
That is true.
It's back in the 30s, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Hindenburg was?
Horrific.
The blimps.
One blimp, actually.
Singular?
One blimp.
No, two blimps.
It wasn't the Hindenburg.
It did become many blimps.
Was it two that collided? Honestly, was it two that collided?
I don't know.
It was
in New Jersey.
It was because they had hydrogen and exploded. They instead of helium or whatever it is.
That's how your grandpa died, right?
No.
Hydrogen over helium? What happened?
How'd your grandfather? What? No, one of my grandfathers died. No, they did
his
not.
Grandfather.
My grandfathers both dead. One died of the
Civil War.
One died in 2004. The other died in 1970. He was very young when he died.
Okay,
fighting with the 20th Maine.
How many old jokes are we gonna tell today? How many?
It's almost. You said
easy.
You were.
I think so too.
21 over at 9/11. I just.
That's true. That is a fact.
So mind-bending.
Nothing's better than when the Berlin Wall happened, and it was like they had to put it in the history books for you.
Yo, so that's not a joke. Yeah. So the Berlin Wall came down in 89. I was in school, and all the maps were wrong. Because now Lithuania is a country, and all these... So all the maps for like my entire junior high were always wrong. Yeah.
Pangea hadn't unformed yet. To fix the continents. All right, let's talk about 3Chi. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high wherever you want, whenever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market boof. What's the best way to do that? With 3Chi, of course. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes. And today, we have something truly revolutionary to talk about, 3Chi's True Strains. You know, we've all been looking for that perfect cannabis experience. In the True Strains, we have a custom-tailored cannabis blend designed just for you. Whether you're in the mood for relaxation, euphoria, energy, or something in between, True Strains has you covered. And the best part is that it is backed by science. No more hit or miss with regular strains. True Strains delivers consistent, potent, and personalized effects that you can rely on every time you use it. So,
If you're ready for the next generation of cannabis, head on over to 3chi.com and explore the future of getting high the true strains way. Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners get 15% discount on all 3chi premium THC products. Go to 3chi.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly. Let's do our first matchup of the day, the 5 versus the 12. The 5 seed is I lumped these two together because some people had one or the other, some had both. The Kennedy and Lincoln assassinations. I'm just going to combine them into one. I don't know why people would specifically, unless it was Kennedy and you wanted to see conspiracy theory shit or whatever. Everyone had it, so it's on the list. And that's going up against the number 12 seed, which is any UFO sighting that has ever been claimed. I choose to believe that this would be like a verified one or maybe the most believable.
Roswell?
Roswell, I guess, would be the best one, right? So we'll start with you, Mush.
I don't like both. You're like, not interested in murder much. I don't really care for it, you know?
I don't think many do.
It's fair.
Old, yeah. Old but brave.
Oh, just to mind you, you did start with the Salem witch trials.
I didn't know many of those girls died.
What you think? Do you think thing, happened? Dude. You thought they got off scot-free? That was the point.
It was a lot of trials.
Most were found innocent.
That's kind of thought.
You thought they were time trials. They were racing.
Yeah,
the
they were racing their
murders. I wouldn't like those murders. I'm more interested in like the hangings. Those ones I'd be like, oh,
what?
Those ones would be kind of wild to see.
You want to see someone get like hung?
I want to see it, but his head exploded.
Yeah, that's the hang. Like, how did it go? Were people cheering? Was it like, oh, let's go, boys? Like, I don't know. It'd be kind of fun.
I get where you're coming from.
Executions in the public square used to be cinematic. That was what the whole town turned out for.
They didn't have movies.
Mm-hmm.
Go and watch someone get their head chopped off.
I'll go with the UFOs, though. I would like to be at the playground in Zimbabwe with Zah when he saw the UFO. Like, that would have been so fun to see.
Can you explain that story for those who haven't heard?
He if you look it up, it was a elementary school in Zimbabwe where Zah was doing like recess, and they saw a UFO, and they asked all the kids to draw it after. So all of Zah's drawings of the UFO is online now. But yeah, I would love to be there.
For a UFO setting. Okay, Dana?
I only did two options because I couldn't think of anything. I think Lincoln was on there. I don't know. That'd be pretty cool. Just see him get smoked in the head real quick. I think that'd be quite an experience. I'll go with that.
Did he have the hat on?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
In most pictures he does.
I would guess he's at a theater, though.
Take it off.
I guess
he was in a box.
Yeah. I would guess he would not be wearing the hat.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
It makes it less comical.
Would have been tough to know if it was him.
You could see
he's like 6'7". He was like one of the only tall people.
He was in his own
six,
like private
four,
box.
But at that time, that was very tall.
Yeah. All right. So you go with Lincoln?
Yeah. I don't have much on this. I mean, I think I think it would be interesting to see him because it was a long time ago. Who knows if the history books were right? You know,
it's fair.
How about that?
I agree with that.
Why are you looking at me, dude?
Why are you combining the Lincoln and the Kennedy assassination?
They're the two big assassinations everyone had, and I felt it was better to just combine them into one option versus having to burn two spots for them.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I mean, when I think about what it would mean to be a fly on the wall for those, I'm not so much thinking about watching the bullet go into their heads as I am the national response and the shock and the awe of that. To me, that's the more kind of profound thing to witness. And conversely, I think that actually witnessing a UFO thing would be just mind exploding.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather see that, a real UFO situation. So I'll go UFO.
Twitter would have been unreal for Abe going down.
Oh, for Abe?
Or JFK. Imagine that.
Yeah, I have a lot of memes.
JFK probably
was
even
was
more
Was Abe
so
bad? Was he, was he a bad person?
No, he's the greatest person that we've ever had.
He likes
number one of all time.
Was a bad president.
That was last. That was
he's pro-slavery Dana.
In the history of the country.
He's talking about Lincoln or Kennedy?
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
I knew he was a slavery guy, but I don't know. Sometimes I'd get...
not a slave.
What would he have had to do... outside of freeing the slave to make his legacy that of a battle.
One you can't I never free those slaves.
No, save the country.
I wasn't sure if he did something bad to cancel them out. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What would it have to do? Yeah. Reinstate slavery would really be the only thing.
Yeah, even if he murdered 25 people, the good outweighs that.
Yeah. He'd have to be Hitler. Yeah. Be like to outweigh that.
It was a question. It was a simple question.
I mean, a simple question. Yes, I agree with that.
That was worse than anything I've ever seen.
I knew he abolished
slobbery. I don't think he did a good job.
You wouldn't
looking
still
at
be
it.
Here, yeah.
2 minutes in. How are we going to make fun of Dana today? All
right.
Whatever.
I can't believe that he's my colleague.
For the record,
I knew he abolished slavery. Like, that's a defense. That makes the argument
no,
worse.
Yeah. I'm set. For the record.
I knew. I just don't think that's enough.
I wasn't sure if there was something to cancel it out. That's all I'm saying.
He keeps going back to the same point. That doesn't help him.
Did he have any like gay tweets or something?
Yeah. Tommy, here's the worst point. He could be a literal serial killer and no one would care.
Yeah. It'd be like, oh, that's fine. He still did more good than bad.
Yeah. It wouldn't have mattered. Tommy.
I think so. The Lincoln JFK one was one of the first ones that came to my mind. I just think whatever, it's a big thing. But really, I don't know if I really care to see that. I think like the UFO one to me is any. Not, you know, some fucking any loony bin. It's like, oh, I saw a UFO. Like, one of the more, you know, acclaimed ones. The Zimbabwe one or ones that have been in, like, a documentary. I just want to be there. And then that way I could just know, like, all right, this guy's just a fucking idiot. It's a star or something. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, no, they're, like, if you just see one. If I just saw one UFO sighting, I'd be like, oh, aliens are real. Like, if there was just one confirmed. I'm not talking about the fucking, I know, the grainy footage, the Navy SEALs, whatever, saw. I mean, like, a legitimate, like, UFO sighting. I'd be like, oh, aliens are real. There's no doubt about it. So, to be there and have that confirmation, I'll choose that.
Aliens?
Yeah, I don't want to see people get shot. Like, it would, you know, even seeing the Zapruder films of, like, JFK, it's, like, watching it, it's very upsetting. Like, you see his head get blown off.
At the and, Darren Revelle, yeah.
You know, Lincoln, it was
still crazy.
Right. Like, it was behind him, and he's, you see, you know, his head was,
boom. Yep.
You know, that's his wife's right there screaming. That would be very horrible to witness. I did not put either of the assassinations on my list. It's upsetting. Aliens, are they real? That's cool to find out. I would love to have aliens be real, I think, but then I'd be scared of them. But either way, it'd be cool to know.
What's going on, dude? Would they be real? You were like a narrator. That would they be real?
I think you don't think about
delivery. That's a good delivery.
What's going on?
You don't think about that, aliens?
I just know they're real.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all. You figure every star is a solar system.
I've told you they're in Antarctica. Don't get me.
How do we know that? How do we know that?
They're not in the stars.
How do we know what? How do
we every even know, star is a how solar do we know system. Space? We don't know shit. We've never been in a star. We don't know that. We just.
I think it could be in a star.
You can't. The star is a sun.
They are in Antarctica. I know it.
Oh, the aliens. Okay.
Yeah.
Like Alien vs. Predator, the movie?
I have a question.
From?
That was a good movie.
I have a question.
That was a surprisingly good movie.
I feel like, on FX like 5,000 times.
Same. I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to assassinate the president.
The best. The fucking best.
Also, not a question.
Like, I got a question. Like,
literally.
You're going to get a knock on your door the day this publishes.
I mean, anyone can fucking
push over Sleepy Joe.
Dude, how often is Trump on Gillis playing golf?
You can't lose 30 pounds. How do you think you would assassinate the president?
I'm not saying me.
What else are you saying?
No. How often did Trump play golf or Obama play golf and you just have a sniper on a fucking roof?
No. They shut the whole golf course down and the woods around are filled with Secret Service.
And the snipers are like working for the president.
And how many golf courses do you go to that have skyscrapers by them?
Yeah.
Like, where are you taking this shot from?
That's an example of when they're doing stuff on their free time. It seems like they're wide open. You know?
Well, it appears that way.
You'd be wrong. I think they're not open.
The pictures of Sleepy Joe on the beach in Delaware.
It's the great Shane Gillis bit is that you could just punch Joe Biden and kill him.
Yeah,
like, that'd be the easiest way
to do it. Joe Biden fell off the bike, he's just biking. Like, you're telling me someone in that crowd doesn't have some sort of weapon?
There's also the like, oh, I don't know if I want to kill the president. Probably holds people back.
I do. I like your argument. You're like, I'm not saying for me. I'm saying someone who's good at assassinating.
Yeah, dude.
Surgery seems easy.
I mean, for me. A president did get shot in my lifetime.
Not a good endorsement. Fair. I agree with
you. Yeah, I mean, that.
Reagan?
Yeah, Reagan got shot in my lifetime. So, I mean, it isn't Dana's point. It's not impossible.
Well, it's probably, it feels like it should, you know.
I get what you're saying. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
They're in the open space a lot.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I thought you were saying, like, I could go kill him right now if I wanted.
No.
I would take umbrage with.
No.
I get what you're saying. There are a lot of times I'm like,
hopefully we've advanced as a society where we don't, you know, like, you know, back if you look at the history books, like 1900s, presidents were getting shot all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, we
more like William McKinley.
Yeah,
Nobody ever talks about his assassination.
It's Garfield, too, right?
Garfield went down.
McKinley. Yeah.
It just seems like too much planning.
Hey, Teddy Roosevelt getting shot and just being like, I don't care.
There was a big attempt on Truman's life that people don't talk about because it was unsuccessful, but they tried.
Really?
Yeah, because he was temporarily living outside of the White House in a townhouse across the street because they were doing major renovations to the White House, and a group of, I think it was like Italian immigrant extremists tried to break into his house, shot the guards that were in the front protecting him. And got in, like, almost got into the house, but then were gunned down, I think, and then ran away. Okay.
That's also so it probably happens a lot, too, where there was attempts that we don't know.
Yeah.
They just keep it.
I'm going to fact check myself on the Italian immigrants.
On the Italians?
I think you used an extra word in that description. All Italian immigrants are extremists.
Yeah. Also.
Hey, easy. they get extreme about different things, but they're all extremists.
I changed my answer to aliens.
It
really doesn't matter.
It's a massive. You were the only one that voted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
I did too.
Aliens.
Excuse me. It was Puerto Rican pro independence activists.
Okay.
Oh, aliens.
Fights?
Okay. First of all, did my other Lincoln thing make it on here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I would have chosen to watch Lincoln wrestle. I don't know.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. That did not include that. I didn't.
He wrestled.
Lincoln was a famous wrestler.
Really?
Over 300 matches.
300?
Really? Like
Abe?
How long before?
I'd love to. But I put not watch Abe Lincoln get killed. I put watch Abe Lincoln fucking wrestle.
Oh, what's changed that?
that would be.
You know his record?
That would be. I don't know his record. I don't know how real it is. I've just been told Abe.
But he was tall and skinny.
He boxed too.
He was tall and skinny.
I've seen the boxing.
But he's he was quite a wrestler, is what I hear. Anyway, despite what the internet would have you believe. I spend exactly 0 seconds a day curious about aliens. I don't, like...
I used to.
I accept it as fact. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure there are aliens. Okay. I don't need to see it. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm sure they exist.
The difference between accepting aliens is, like, somewhere and, like, knowing they're here.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, I also know South Dakotans exist. I've never met one. I don't need to see one. I'm like, all right, yeah, they're out there.
Like, that's a... very false equivalence.
No, I don't not real to me.
Yeah, like, sure, whatever. I don't know. It doesn't affect me one or the other. But I would choose the assassinations, and this is Francis kind of touched on it, made me think about it. We get to witness everything else about it too. It's not just I don't want to watch a guy get shot in the head, but can I stay for a day?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because feeling patriotic is fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, yeah. Like that post 9/11 when we were all like, America, after we killed Bin Laden, America! That shit's fucking fun. And I bet you feel like that pretty good after you killed.
Yeah, so it's like the Brazilian wax, like 9/11 was just the wax coming off, but then the after was, it felt pretty good.
Yeah, we were all connected. Everyone was like, let's go, red, white, blue. I would like to get a like nice little like fucking, they fucked with America? Oh, boy. I'd like that. That'd be fun.
But those two were just like Americans. That did it.
Yeah, but you would, or but like it doesn't matter. The country rallied together.
I mean, the Lincoln one, the country wasn't rallied together. They were divided because of the Civil War. That's why Lincoln got shot. So I don't think the Lincoln one, but maybe the Kennedy one would.
All right, that's not a bad wrench in the system.
Hey, when he brings up facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just let me go.
Well, this is something I was always wondering. Did the South, who had already lost the war, celebrate the assassination of Lincoln?
I believe many did.
Sure, yeah.
Did?
Yeah. Yeah,
probably.
Hmm.
I would have.
They hated him.
Right.
Dana would have.
I mean, I want it out here that I'm.
Is this good or bad? Is this a good thing?
I don't want
it out here. Their president anymore.
I don't want it out here that I'm pro-slavery.
No one was thinking
it was their president.
Just said it.
You're not pro-slavery. You're anti-Lincoln.
Asking
people can draw whatever conclusion.
You in the middle of everyone celebrating and people being pissed that he got killed. You'd be like, "Oh, is it good?"
I was just wondering.
Dana's in there. He's like, "I appreciate the technique." He's like breaking down the film of John Wilkes Booth. Being like, how could I be more like this?
Oh, no. If I think about aliens too much, I have a panic attack.
Like, you get existential
like,
crisis.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
I used to have, like, literally, like, maybe 40 minutes a week with Terrence Ross, him explaining everything about aliens to me.
And what the fuck is your life, dude?
It was just all voice notes about aliens, and he taught me so much.
Fucking Terrence Ross, NBA player, explaining UFOs to you.
He's really smart.
He's insane.
He's smart with it. Like 10 minutes for a tip, too.
UFOs is going to move on. Tommy's was the loser with the Kennedy-Lincoln assassination. The first one to bring it up.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry. You name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Now we have the number four seed. The meteor destroying the dinosaurs is what we're looking for here. Or just the dinosaurs' extinction in general, being able to witness that, versus the number 13 seed. And I'm just going to assume that all of you have seen this before. Being in the same movie theater as the guy who got called out for eating beans.
Oh,
I've never seen that.
I don't know if I've seen it.
I
know what you're talking.
Dude.
A classic viral tweet?
Yeah.
I think it's got to be that one.
Let's see. I'm going to pull up the tweet just for the... Who hasn't seen this?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
I just assume that everyone would have. So I'll just pass it around. But it is one of the...
Is there a reason you can't read it out loud?
Yeah, there's a big reason. Oh, I love
it. Read it out loud when it gets to you.
Dude. <I'm
doing> What a great... I've never seen someone's first reaction to this tweet.
Is this like the most viral tweet ever or something?
It's
certainly up there.
Is it really?
Pass it on down to the...
I'd like to reread it also.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Good, it's a great tweet.
And this is one where if you're listening or watching and you want to see the tweet.
It's also funny, it's coming from a cat.
Yeah, just look up Alaskan Carl tweet and you'll find it immediately.
Alaskan Carl tweet?
Yeah, just give it a Google.
This is what Twitter was meant for.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Let's reread it.
For the days. Five or six years ago, my whole world was oriented towards trying to make a viral tweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I used to get mocked for it, but I cared so much. And then they hired Ellie, and she would just do it with like a drop of a hat. And I hated her.
It would be like you ever wake up and want a quesadilla? 5 million retweets. Yeah. It was crazy. I want to see Clemmer's reaction. I don't even think he'll find it funny.
I
can't even find it at all.
This is how Clemmer goes on his phone.
Yeah, he does too. One finger tap.
Right, pass it over. I don't think you can find it.
What's the other one?
What that's going up against?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs going extinct. Like watching the meteor blow up the dinosaurs. Well, more of a slower death than that, I guess, but.
Dinosaurs. You care about them?
Yeah. You're sick.
He didn't fucking get
right?
That.
I almost believe that they like weren't even there.
What, the dinosaurs?
I know they were, the fossils and shit, but like...
No, it could be planted.
Okay, so we're going to start with you, Fights. Dinosaurs blowing up or Alaskan Carl in the movie theater getting mocked. Eating beans.
Now, I'm realizing right now, I think what plays a big part in my desires is shared experiences. And I don't think... I like a great story, too. But I think coming back and being like, dude, I saw the dinosaurs die. Like, what happened? Like, a rocket to the earth. It's crazy. There's not much there. Whereas I like the shared experience of laughing at this man eating baked beans in Cars 2. And like having just a big uproarious laugh can give you such a high that I gotta take the beans in Cars 2.
Mm-hmm. Beans in Cars 2.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing dinosaurs and you're seeing a crazy explosion. Like, it's like two for one. Like, it's got to be the Big Bang. Like, that's incredible.
It's not the Big Bang.
It's not the Big Bang?
The Big Bang isn't real. It's the...
Big Bang is how the universe started.
Fucking...
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, I said Big Bang, but this is what I wanted.
This is a different...
No, this is a totally different thing.
Meteors, dinosaurs, the Earth, and...
I kind of want to see the... I want to see both things, though.
Well, this is one option, and it is the dinosaurs going extinct.
I want to see that as well. I want to see both things, but yes. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs getting blown up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we could have some more fun with this bean tweet, but I do want to see the dinosaurs go extinct. I don't even get how that worked. Like, was it immediate extinction? Like, the world
slow.
Was on fire? Or was it just like they, you know, they all came? It seems crazy. I'd have to see that. I would just simply have to see
that. Is that, let's say, so you're just watching the meteor, like Tommy just said.
I think just the meteor, because the rest of it's just a slow death.
I was going to say, it's a long
time.
How
long after the meteor... Was it one meteor?
It says it's like one big ass meteor.
How long after the meteor hit did they all go?
Depends where you were, I guess.
Yeah.
Like if you were on the continent where the meteor hit, you were fucked instantly, I guess.
If you were in Europe
time,
and hit America.
Yeah.
You had what? Like a few days?
A lot of it also, like all plant life died, so you could also like just starve to death.
That was a lot of it. From
that seems interesting.
And also, why hasn't that happened again?
Yeah, it's scary.
It comes close sometimes, like meteors
well,
just miss
really
us and stuff.
Down.
There was one that passed between the Earth and the Moon a couple weeks ago, which is crazy that was
so
not talked about more.
I mean, they made a Armageddon.
Yeah, and
look up
big impact or deep impact.
Yep.
Yeah. This is why you don't need to know information.
I don't like
feeling things in my head and being like, I'll be worrying about this stuff if you tell me.
I think they would like it would make sense to not tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why would you tell us?
Yeah,
because maybe something goes wrong at the last second and it misses, and then
everyone's in a panic looting and shit.
Yeah. Right.
I confess to things that did not come up for another 40 years.
it does no good to tell us, right? What's the positive of telling us?
Scare.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, the positive is we could all just go out and loot.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot about
positive for us. I mean, for the government.
Looting.
It would be really fun to loot just once.
I'd like to loot.
Where would you loot?
I'd like to be the first one. No. I'd like to be in a sea of looters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to
Best
loot.
Buy.
Want to fight with other people? Loot.
I'd go to Best Buy.
Oh man, that's really small-minded thinking. Well, I don't think you have enough time to really enjoy. You'd have to install your
lug a TV back.
Yeah. He said he'd go to Dick's.
I'm going
to
like Target.
Sporting's good. Yeah, Ferrari dealership.
Better. That's a better basketball. Answer. You could hit like drivers diamonds. Down Fifth
yeah,
Avenue.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many cool things you could do with Dick's. Like Best Buy.
Yeah, I'm assuming by looting,
I had $200
stuff later. You know,
well, you can't. That's
world's
end. The meteor, it's gonna hit you.
Yeah, you don't have much time.
You can't install a sound bar.
I need that Xbox.
That's a new iPad.
Mind.
Francis, the Dino Extinct or the movie theater?
Yeah, experience. as trivial as I think the movie theater thing is, I mean, or whatever. It's funny. The asteroid hitting the, I just think that's one of the most, I can't even imagine what that looked like. I think I'd be very sad, you know, a lot of cool animals that I loved as a kid just dead. That'd be sad. I'd be bummed out.
Honestly, but, in the moment, you'd probably pretty be excited. Oh, I guess you're a ghost.
Yeah.
Because in the moment, if you were a person, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You won.
That worked.
Yeah.
I was praying something would fall from the sky and kill all these things.
That are hunting me.
Pretty lucky.
Yes. you would die, though, too. You had nothing to eat or anything all of your life.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
around you.
Yeah. I guess you go.
Not for the same fate.
Yeah, but in the moment.
It's better than getting ripped apart.
Mm-hmm. In the moment, that would be so cool, though.
Yeah.
It would be pretty awesome to see.
I'm glad we've never had to deal with dinosaurs.
That seems
like
a hassle.
Overall, a good thing. We haven't. Dana?
I'm going dinosaurs.
It's going to be dinosaurs, but I have a question.
Oh, boy.
No, this isn't bad. I love the stoolies. I love they pay my paychecks, all that. You know, it's fantastic. But, you know, the worst thing they do is when they question a story and they say, there's no way that happened.
Okay.
I'm about to do that. What if the bean tweet isn't real?
Bean? You think the bean is a
What if? It's too specific. Cars 2?
No, I think it's so.
It did come out real. The same time Cars came out.
I feel like it's like it has to. That's such a random thing. Like Beans isn't. Yeah. It's just.
I don't think a human is capable of thinking of something that funny. Mm-hmm. That's fake.
Yeah.
Like it literally has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dinosaurs.
I thought I was going to go the other way with dinosaurs. I thought he was about to say he was going to question the
I thought
Big Bang.
Sure. Or the dinosaurs question.
Big Bang.
I know. See, yeah. No.
Oh, they do freak me out, though.
I mean, I'm going with the Beans. 1,000%. Who cares? Watch Jurassic Park if you want to. Like
you and me.
Yeah, they die. Like I basically go through my life thinking dinosaurs were never real.
But now you would have proof that they are.
I understand, but what does that do for me? I don't like look at a giraffe if you want to look at any fucking.
Dinosaur. Well, it's kind of like a twofold because you get to see dinosaurs.
Dude, look at a giraffe if you want to look at dinosaurs. It's not a dinosaur.
It's not like the closest thing, though.
Kind of like an alligator would be.
And they have incredibly long necks.
Yeah,
it's fucking insane. It really is, dude.
But yeah, I'm going. Beans.
Go with the Beans. The Beans are going to lose to the dinos. The movie theater one was mine.
Giraffe.
Yeah.
I'm a giraffe?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Oh, my
God. Whoa.
Oh,
God.
That's a...
You know, I used to have a long neck until I got fat.
Do one more
can you
time?
Do that again because I couldn't see the other one. I couldn't see you.
Ready? Move your mic out of the way so we can see it on the camera. All right.
Oh, dude.
What?
Stop.
Ew.
That's a fucking neck, dude. Jesus.
That's some Inspector Gadget shit right there.
All right, now we have the 8 versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is the Titanic disaster, being a ghost, getting to watch the Titanic go down.
Ooh, that's really good.
And that's going up against the number 9 seed, D-Day. A lot of people had D-Day.
No.
D-Day on the list. So we're going to start with you, Marty. What would you rather see, D-Day or the Titanic going down?
Well, I basically already experienced the Titanic, so I'm going to go D-Day.
Why? What? How did you experience?
I did a three-hour reenactment.
Oh, forgot about
that. I was a character, and we were not allowed to say our real names. You had to be the character that they gave you. And at the end, everyone besides my family started crying when they were all singing the songs and shit. It was the weirdest experience in Orlando, Florida, in my life. My dad and mom just fucking...
How many people were on it?
It was about 40 people.
What was your character?
Why did you...
Forget my mom thought it was going to be like a play, but we were the play. And like they were like yelling at me to get more into character. It was fucking nuts. And people
Orlando?
Legit...
What a wild place to have a Titanic reenactment.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I don't want to ever do that again. And I don't... Sorry for the people that died, but my God. I'm going with the D-Day. I don't want to. What are you guys nuts? There's so many more things I want to experience in these big days.
Do we know what D-Day is?
He doesn't.
It's just a genuine question. I'm not trying to meek fill you here. So I want to know.
When the fucking war ended, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, come on. We got more. We got it.
When we won.
No, that's not what it is.
Dana said that very confidently. When the fucking war ended. Dude.
Also, not true.
What is it, Dana?
That's when they dropped the nukes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's my guy.
Too, man.
Jesus Christ.
Is that V-Day? Isn't there a V-Day?
Yes,
V-Day,
there is.
V-Day is one of those days they drop nukes.
What did the V stand for?
No.
Also wrong.
It's not. It's like on the hunt. But V-Day was when we won.
Victory.
Victory.
Yeah, you drop the nukes, we win.
No.
But it was, I think V-Day was winning the war.
I watched Oppenheimer.
That was V-Day. Europe. Was Europe.
V-Day.
VJ Day.
VJ was Japan.
Rhode Island, still the only state that celebrates it.
Really?
Really?
Nice. Huh. At least it was when I was in high school.
Oh, what, VJ Day? So you made fun of it?
Huh?
VJ Day?
We celebrated VJ Day in high school.
VJ Singh Day?
VJ Singh.
Oh, him, the golfer?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice, yeah, Dana.
But neither of those things brilliant are. None of those things are D-Day.
None of those things are D-Day.
Good.
D-Day is bad day.
Good little button you threw in there.
Oh, it's
fucking
it's
dumb.
Not. I mean, it had to have happened.
D-Day was always when my report card came.
Oh, okay.
That's always what I.
You still haven't told me what.
Do you guys see Saving Private Ryan?
D-Day is when.
Remember the beginning of Saving Private Ryan, where they're storming the beach.
That's World War One, right?
Ew. Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
Storm the beaches of France. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Normandy.
Yes. How do you know Normandy? You don't know what fucking D-Day is.
It all mixes together. It's a lot of.
When we joined the war in Europe is D-Day.
It's when we invaded from England.
Why are we celebrating going to war?
I don't.
It's not like a celebration day. It's more like a mark of a massive moment in history.
Yeah.
Combine wars.
It's fucking stupid.
Hard to keep track of them all.
The My Lai Massacre in Italy.
What's the last war we were in?
Iraq?
Afghanistan.
World War II.
Yeah, the other ones were police actions.
Technically never declared war.
Vietnam and Korea.
Did you read one book? Where did that come from? I was going to say, I felt comfortable with you in here because you like us stupid.
The only knowledge I have of wars is Call of Duty.
Mm. And seeing Private Ryan, which you said you saw.
Well, you seem to have limited knowledge there, but
yeah.
So what are you going to go with, D-Day or Titanic? You said you want D-Day?
D-Day.
D-Day?
War doesn't do anything for my day-to-day life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I choose to just let other people worry about it. Like, Clement, like, cares about it a lot, so I let him have it.
Water? He said he cares about water?
War.
Oh.
Dana?
Titanic. Yeah. I think I could survive. I think that'd be fun to try.
You think that shit wouldn't have gone down if you were on board?
No, it would have gone down. I mean, I think
that iceberg with this bare fucking
Mark Wahlberg.
Been the iceberg.
Everyone's hanging on.
It would have sank, but not because of the iceberg, just because of Dana's weight on board.
It just tipped over.
There we go. We found a pocket to get that in. All right. Titanic. It obviously wouldn't be fun, but I think it's a
that thing's really not working today.
I would love to see the reaction once everyone finds out shit's popping off. I want to see what people are, how they're reacting.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, you would have been down in steerage with the pores, and you come back into that bunk room with water coming in on the floors, they're all blaming you on clogging the toilet again. That's the first assumption. What? I didn't do it. Can you feel the ship shake?
It's like the My Heart Will Go On is the opposite of Dana. It's like, as fucking cholesterol builds up.
Oh, man. I'm also picturing Dana climbing into one of the lifeboats and all the rich women being like, no, whoa. No,
not him.
He's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wobbling around. Can't get his leg over the fucking side of it.
All the women's going like this.
Oh, man.
Francis.
Yeah, I don't really... there's a part of me that thinks witnessing a battle for some reason is just tragic in a way that I don't know, it's just pure carnage and the lack of care for human life. I don't know. There's a part of me that doesn't. There's no. I don't know. War is much darker to me in a way than a disaster in the ilk of the Titanic, which to me there's so much pageantry too, and the costumes and the period element of it, and the class chaos and wealthy people getting into the lifeboats. And I also think that the movie Titanic is one of the best movies ever, and has given me such a amazing visual for that. And I think watching the Titanic start to finish, so iceberg contact to the final people being fished frozen out of the water, would be in a way, I guess that goes against what I just said about human life, but I it's Titanic for me, for sure.
Titanic. Tommy.
I agree with Dana, where if I was guaranteed to be a part of it and survive the Titanic would be fun. Being on the Titanic and it sinks, that'd be kind of fun. But if I'm just a fly on the wall, I'd ignore it. You got to go Normandy. I mean, seeing the attacks from everywhere. I don't have to do anything. The Titanic, I
totally
see. I really just don't give. I've never given a fuck about the Titanic. I don't care that it sank. So I'm gonna go.
Clever.
Do I want to watch 18 to 20 year old men get their head blown off, young guys, or do I want to watch a bunch of rich people drown?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's I guess the rich people drowning. Both are really sad.
Debating what's less tragic.
That's what I'm doing. I don't want to watch either of these things. I would feel horrible watching.
This is what I'm saying. Who's picking these things?
These are
I was on a lot of lists.
Terribly tragic things. I guess I'm going to choose Titanic because I think the alternative is just devastating.
Lights?
I agree with I don't care about the Titanic. I said this when people were comparing Titan submarine to it. I was like, why do we care about Titanic? Like, everything we know about Titanic is not real. Like, it's all the movie, like
Leo Jack, a great
right. Like, I think that's why. I mean, obviously, people cared about it before that. That's why they made the movie. But like, everyone in our age demo, I feel like it's just like, oh, like Jack and Rose and the diamond, and yes. None of that's happened.
If that movie never got made, people would never be talking about the Titanic.
I tend to agree with that. Again, they must have been because there's a reason.
Yeah, people talked. It wasn't like it is now. You're right. It when the movie came out, it definitely was a different level.
Yeah,
and it definitely has a romanticism
you
of
talk
like
about glamorized
Titanic. Like when it, when it, I mean, this is a genuine question, Clamor. I'm not just asking you.
Yeah,
because, but like when it, like before the movie, was it like, oh, we're making this movie about a thing that like isn't that talked about in history. Where so, it's like
when the movie was being made, it was a bomb. Like people thought it was gonna be a bomb. It got horrible like buzz about it, and everyone's like, "This is the biggest disaster in film history."
Oh, really?
Yeah, it got really bad, and then it came out, and everyone obviously then it was the number one movie of all time.
I've never seen it.
But yeah, when it but
dude,
yeah,
it's an amazing,
it's a really good movie.
Oh, so, yeah, the second half is fantastic. The first half I think is lousy. The second half is awesome. Yeah.
I think it's all pretty fucking good.
It's
also Leo when he looked like a boy. For the like weird, yeah. His face changed so much going into The Departed. But prior to that, he had that like David Beckham cleanliness almost.
Not quite as hot as he was in Growing Pains, but still pretty hot.
Luke Bauer stand. All right.
Basketball Diaries.
We're 3-2 in favor of Titanic.
Okay, I'm 100% going D-Day. I share it seems most people's opinion. I don't really want to see either of these. But D-Day, while there were undoubtedly a lot of scared young boys, there were definitely at least like a couple of dudes who were like, "Let's fucking go!" And that would get me jacked up. I'm like, "Hell yeah, boy!" Be on like one of the boats with the boys. Be like, "Fucking go, dude!" That'd be fun.
So we're tied up. Reed, you get to break.
I think one of these is extremely gruesome. No one's really sad. I'm going to go with the sad option and pick Titanic.
Titanic.
You're just like getting hyped up with the boys.
Dude, that's it.
Everything you've said so
what
far
I'm interested in is very
bars.
Like getting jacked up.
I love camaraderie.
So the loser is D-Day. Tommy's suggestion.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's two in a row.
Those are your two suggestions.
Wait.
I lost in the middle. It was you lost, then I lost, and then you.
Oh,
lost.
So you don't mention when you lose.
Huh. I mean, I'm just kind of here to watch.
Suggestions are terrible.
Losing is good. It means your picks made the bracket. Clemmer's fuck probably is picking shit.
We'll get to Clemmer's picks. Speaking of
being lucky, you should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
We have the Che-in now to go up against our one seed. Our Che-in, we'll go through them quick. Seeing Michael Jackson's moonwalk for the first time, like when he first busted out the moonwalk, fire. We were talking about it a little before. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blow my mind.
People did freak out.
The first person to jump in a pool.
Yeah, that's
smart.
What the fuck?
It's got to be Marty.
I get it.
We can tell. It's Marty.
I get it.
It's
I get it. I know what you mean.
I mean, that.
Or I don't even know you could do that.
Yeah. Like a
in my backyard?
I think like the first person to swim in that, general.
Right.
You know? That's just like anyone could jump in.
People had like
there's water in your backyard.
But how were they getting into the pool? They were just walking in, and then someone finally said, "I'm not putting up with that."
I'm saying, can imagine the first time there's like, "Oh my god, I just got wet and felt great for no reason."
I looked back at my submissions, and all my submissions were positive moments.
No, not pools, but like the first person to do something like that. So that's.
But what's the tangible difference here between the guy who like has jumped into a river? Or
a pond in his backyard.
It's all there. Like, that's man-made shit. I'm talking about, wow, this was just so accessible to me. And I can just...
So is the pond and the ocean and the river.
No, it's not accessible to everybody.
You lost us.
Not if it's in your backyard.
Who's ponds in the backyard?
A lot of people.
Yeah, especially rich people. Yeah.
I grew up in a pond.
Did my other one make it on there?
Yes.
My other one make it on there?
I don't know. Don't say it, though. Keep it all. Don't tip your picks. But after that, we have the Hurricane O'Reilly's bathroom in 2012.
That's a good one.
A lot of suggestions.
I'll tell you what. You should all pick that one.
The Mets win in 1969 World Series.
I wonder who that was.
Yeah, great question.
Loser.
Jeff D'Lo falling down the Apple Store stairs. I would have loved to.
That's
going to
be tough to beat. I
like that one. He went flying down those stairs like you would not believe. Jason Derulo falling down the stairs. I would have loved to watch that. That was Salisbury's picture. And then the first time that people had sex from Tommy.
Yeah. I don't know. Figuring it out. Being like, oh, what do we do here?
That sounds like the worst place to be.
I don't know. I think it'd be interesting.
I mean, I was there the first time people had sex. It was me.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, peep and vagina. Like, I'm talking like they had no idea what to do.
I think it's like
how did they put together true. Like
that's an animal
talking animals like
an animal animals instinct. And then we have been animals were fucking and then apes you know on and on
pool is better than
let's
that.
Just you know pretend
like an animal instinct is it not
I don't know but just knowing like oh I'm gonna put this in there and be like, and then be like oh my god that feels amazing I yeah. think would be
I prefer to be there. I'd rather not be a ghost on this one.
I would rather see the first.
I mean, I'd be Jay and Tip.
I'd rather see the first person to realize a blowjob feels good. I think that would be more interesting to see.
What about like the first person to come? You know, like.
Well, that's what Tommy.
I don't want to see that though.
Do you mean like the first person to come from sex?
Any cum, like. You know,
do we think
it could be like a guy mowing his lawn? You know,
a guy mowing.
I think the first guy to come was mowing that's his lawn.
That's how Dana did his. That's, well,
that's how I Dana first came. Been a,
Dana, these lawn
that's how you first came was mowing
I've
your lawn.
Never told it on
no,
here.
This is the best story,
dude. I've definitely told it on here. I've told it on every program.
Yeah.
I don't. I have told it on.
I don't think I know.
I don't know what
it was. A famous mixtape.
I thought you were fucking kidding.
Oh, I was in like fifth grade or something, mowing the lawn, and then boop, just
vibrations, got
vibrations in the arms. I didn't know what it was. I went upstairs. I'm like, what is this shit? And then, yeah, that's
so that, like,
you were coming parents? In the fifth grade.
It might have been a little later, sixth grade,
junior year. that's probably too.
Wouldn't you have loved to see that though?
No, I wouldn't want to see that. Not even a little bit.
I actually would love to see that. Little Dana mowing along. Oh,
how did that happen though? Like, was it like on your dick?
It's balls? Like, all right.
Were you on a seated mower?
Have you not jerked off? Have you came from a controller too before?
No.
Come on,
video
guys.
Games?
No, dude.
Come on, guys. Get
from like, the haptic
think, oh,
response.
Oh, that feels kind of good. If you don't let it go onto your cup.
It's like vibrate.
I don't know. How on earth make do you me, have I sex think. If like equipment is making you.
This was when I was a child.
A controller?
No, this was when you're a young, horny kid, like, you know, getting through your puberty.
Did you love the weird shit with the controller?
Yeah, I put it on my dick to get my dick long.
Yeah,
the cord, but that's
what.
Wait, what?
I get the logic behind it. You're trying to stretch it.
Stretch it, yeah. Like for good
you're
though.
Trying to joke.
I sat like this with a controller just on my dick for like hours. Because I read that it would stretch it out for the rest of your life. And
I didn't read that. Now you still have a micro open.
Yeah, you didn't like. Didn't take, huh?
It's like E-bombs world. Like, yeah. There's no way you read that anywhere.
There's this spiral pattern around your shaft.
Imagine walking in on your son doing that.
Either or.
Literally,
either
leave
them.
Him. I was in college.
This is literally.
You said you were a young boy.
No, a young that's boy so when I came worse. on the lawnmower.
Oh, you be in 1920.
You're in like 2013. You're jerking off with your controller.
I wasn't jerking off. I was just stretching.
Extenders. You doing the?
I had a friend group that would always like helicopter and shit. I'm like, I want to do that.
Now he wanted a bigger dick so that he could just like brag about it.
The helicopter.
Just wanted helicopter.
Boys were helicopter, and I couldn't boys. Do it. I was frustrated. In the mirror by himself. Come on.
It's true.
Jesus Christ.
Christ.
All right. So, fights, you pick first among the chain options. Michael Jackson's first moonwalk. I also included the Lizzo orgy because, and in quotes, I know it smelled crazy in there. Fair enough. The first person to jump in a pool. The Hurricane O'Reilly's bathroom, the Mets World Series, Jeff falling down the Apple Store stairs, Jason Derulo falling down the stairs, and the first time people had sex. Which one stands out to you?
I got to go. Again, I think we're going to have a pretty standard reason be for all mine, but I think the crowd lost its fucking mind for MJ.
MJ?
Yeah, I got to go with the moonwalk. I think that would be pretty wild. Do we know where he did it first? Like, in public, obviously he practiced it first, but like, was it on stage?
Dressed, if I looked up, where was the first moonwalk?
Yeah.
The moon.
Oh. Yeah. Was it like an early like MTV VMAs? I remember people like freaking out.
The Pasadena Civic Auditorium in 1983. Okay, I mean... I'd be freaking out. That or the Lean. The Lean also was very cool.
But the Lean had like that was like he wore special shoes and like got like planted in, right?
Yeah.
More of an illusion.
Yes.
The moonwalk still to this day, if I'm scrolling Instagram reels and shit like that, and there's always like someone will be doing like in public, I'll stop and watch that video
every time.
10 times out of 10.
That's what I'm gonna say.
So to see it for the very first time, I gotta go with that.
Did anyone else go through like a moonwalking phase?
Tried. I tried.
Yeah. Everyone in the 80s was doing it all the time.
Yeah. Clemmer,
who can do it?
I was gonna say no one in here can do it. That's Marty. I would have guessed you.
The newer shoes.
I got discouraged.
Yeah,
that's why I went to Stomp the Yard.
Yeah, I forgot you were Stomp the Yard.
Stomp the Yard classic. That's right. We both crumped.
Crumped.
Yeah, I was a crumper as well.
It's 69 Mets. I mean, think about it. They were a terrible franchise for 7 years, and then they go from
Max. Who cares, man?
Let's go.
It's a cool moment.
No, it's not.
It is though.
Like sports are, it's great, but like hist of all things, come on.
It would be fun to watch. I've been watching some kids get shot. It's a fun experience.
Right, you, that was a bad way to reduce the D-Day length to that phrase.
No, that's what people want to see that? They want to see people die and drown to death?
Yeah, but that's not the only two options aren't D-Day and the 69 Mets.
Those are the ones you picked over the ones in the Cheyenne game. So you picked death over a nice baseball game. It's an incredible experience for New York.
So you're going with the Mets 69 World Series?
I am.
The fact that we don't talk... I know it comes up sometimes, but the fact that we don't talk every single day about Jeff Dela falling down the Apple Store stairs.
Bro, I don't know if I know this.
He was Bruce.
He was at the Apple Store. He fell down the stairs.
You know the one?
You know it. You heard it.
There's that big-ass Apple Store is in New York. It's in Chelsea.
Grand Central.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Grand Central?
I thought it was the one by like F.A.O. Schwartz used to be.
That makes it way better.
Yeah, but it's just a massive staircase with the world's smallest stairs, like a big spiral staircase. Their stairs are like this thick, and he just slipped going down it. And just like did one of the like a hilarious cartoonish fall all the way down and ended up with a giant bruise like this big on his ass cheek. Like, it's incredible.
There?
No, I'm just repeating it from his description to us.
Oh,
I mean, that sounds hilarious. So I'm going with that.
So one for the Apple Store, Francis.
What was the one you chose? Michael Jackson. I because that means you're seeing him. In concert, I guess in his prime or just about his prime, and you know, that's it. That's as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, I would go with Michael Jackson.
Jackson, Dana,
I'll go Jeff D. Lowe. The Mets one's fucking stupid.
No, it's not.
It really is.
Right, why is it stupid? Why is it stupid?
Because they probably didn't even hit home runs back then. I don't know.
I'm sorry to do it, but I really... Jeff D. Lowe.
Jeff D. Lowe?
Dude, I could see... You know the first thing he did was check his hair. Right at him. Has anyone see me like this? Like, him being a slinky down the stairs is one of the funniest visuals you can think of.
You know, no, and then he's like, doctor's like, send me a picture, and just takes sense of this half of his face.
Because Michael Jackson, yeah, I would love to see that, but like, I also be like, it's so annoying, I can't do it.
Also, there's footage of it.
Yeah.
Like, yes. There's no footage of Jeff D. Lowe.
The feeling in the building, man. That place must have lost its mind.
Are you talking about the Apple Store?
Imagine the workers there.
That place would have losing their mind.
They going back and footage. They probably have it archived,
definitely did.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably watch it every day.
Jeff might have it.
I would go get that security footage.
Yeah. Not even for the last, I'd just try to sue him probably. Because they are shitty stairs in these Apple Stores. Anyway, Jeff D. Lowe falling down the Apple Store stairs is going to win. And and that's going to go up against our number one seed of this entire competition. So we're actually going to have to do a little bit of a vote that's going to fall down religious lines. So it's either God creating the universe or the Big Bang. And those two are submitted by two different people. So one of these people gets the one seed and the other person gets nothing. So fights, do you want God creating the universe or the Big Bang? Which would be more cool to witness?
God creating the universe.
God creating the universe.
Big Bang.
Bang.
I mean, one is fake, and the other is God creating the universe.
God creating the universe.
Well, I mean, this. I just, and I'm not even trolling here. I legitimately think it's more likely that God created the universe than the Big Bang Theory. I'm not even like the Big Bang Theory. You know how much had to go right? Like a one little speck of dust appeared out of nowhere. Appeared out of nowhere. And then exploded into everything that's literally ever happened. I legitimately think that is less likely than there just being.
So you think
like,
the alternative
some
is
kind of supreme being? I was like, yeah, I'll fucking make the world.
That's
my side. My
latter one's more likely.
I genuinely think that. I'm not even trolling.
I don't think that's so crazy.
Yeah, I think like the Big Bang Theory, like so many, it doesn't even make sense.
Climber, can you just tell us, like, since you're there, which one was real?
The idea that a mysterious being is just snapping his fingers and then like
just as far-fetched as like a speck of dust appearing out of nowhere and then just exploding into everything else.
I don't think it is as far-fetched.
I'm with you, Clover. It's fucking crazy.
Tommy,
I've never heard someone be this stupid.
I mean, Dana, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, fine.
We're 2-2.
I thought the Big Bang
he's quiet
like
on this one.
It didn't happen.
Oh, I'm waiting.
We're 2-2. I cannot wait to see where
it didn't happen in my book.
I know Marty's in it.
No, do we?
Yeah, I think so. He's got a necklace.
This is one of the things that, like, if I think too much, I'm freaking out. Like, what the fuck, dude? I mean, you can't say either one of them. Neither one of them makes sense. Like, how did God start? Who created God?
God.
Exactly. I mean, but
I'm saying they're
the
both
dust.
Equally far-fetched. The idea that we just like, oh, the Big Bang Theory, yeah, that's obviously what happened.
I thought there was new science that is like, my Big Bang Theory isn't so accurate.
I think that as time goes on, there may be more clarity to the scientific theory about how the universe began and how, you know, time and space and all that. But no matter what that becomes, it's more correct than some guy with a white beard in the heavens.
No, I'm with you. I don't think that happened, architect. But I'm with Tommy in the sense that, like, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, I do think that there was new science that's like, the Big Bang Theory isn't super accurate.
Well, what's the more likely scenario, though? You're adding a caveat.
The Big Bang Theory
what was
start?
Before like, the Big Bang
Theory?
Yeah,
what happened?
That's fucked up.
Put the Big Bang Theory in motion.
That's freaky, man.
This is like, dude, it's a Sony episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Mac to make them all out of atheism.
I'll go for God.
Yeah, all right. Let's see, Marty.
Did you get me?
Yes.
I'm going science.
I had you down for science.
Good. I'm 1,000%. I've always thought about this, that God nailed his name. Like, imagine God was Ralph. Like, no one's respecting Ralph. God fucking nailed it. Why is no one
God
named
his
their
name,
son's
God?
Some God.
Random person along the line was like, that's God.
I think he was just like,
God.
He
exactly.
was
God, so Sham God.
He didn't name himself God.
I would God made sure that somebody named him God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God is a great argument for, was it, normative determinism? Where, like, you kind of become what your name is.
I felt myself going like this. I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking?
that's a Marty Mush thing. Mm. Like, if we're going with normative determinism, Marty Mush is perfect.
Bro, I just want to be next to God, give him advice how he created shit. I think it'd be fun.
You want to give him advice?
Yeah, like, don't put that tree there. It'd be kind of funny to do that.
Let's say you get recreated or something. What would you want to be?
Lemur?
No.
What?
That's a dumb fucking answer.
What's your pick?
That's the answer.
I don't have an answer.
I like lemurs.
Well, you said a lemur?
Yeah.
You didn't even skip a beat.
Oh, I know the answer. These are the things I think about, not the whatever you just said.
This leads us maybe to my favorite matchup in the history of the show, which is, would you rather witness God creating the universe or Jeff D'Lo falling down the stairs at the Apple Store? It's a hard question.
That's tough.
It's a hard question.
It's really tough.
Marty?
I don't know. Damn, that's good. Because God could be probably a real dick about how he's doing it, so I think I'd rather laugh at Jeff.
Dana?
I'm
going
to go Jeff. That's it. I'm going to go Jeff.
Francis?
I'll go with Jeff.
Yeah, I'll go Jeff.
No sense stopping an avalanche. Jeff D'Lo. Yeah.
I'm going God. I'm going to go God. I'm going God strictly for the seventh day. I don't care about all of it. I love seeing someone take a good nap. When someone's napping hard, I'm like, that dude's got a nap going. On the day he rested.
Hibernation. So you love being amped up with the boys. Imagine like how amped God was after he created the universe.
Oh, yeah.
Hibernation.
You fucking did it. Oh, no way. Monkeys. Fucking monkeys. That would be pretty sick. Yeah, getting jacked up and then having a good nap.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. That's a hell of a week.
All right, before we get to the second
half. It really
half,
was. It was a big week.
Before we get to the second half, let's hear from our second sponsor of the day, Groove Life. All right, let's talk about Groove Life. Look, everyone has crappy wallets one time or another. I had one that I hated forever. It stinks. They don't sleek. They just jut out in your pocket. Or if you're like Clemmer, I don't know how many of you have seen his wallet before, but they're just stuffed to the gills with garbage. This podcast is sponsored by a thing that's going to help you with that. Groove Life. It's 2023. Why are you using the same old wallet from 2003? Now's the time to update your wallet game with Groove Life. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile wallet engineered for everyday use. One simple thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access for everything you need. We love Groove Life. I have the Groove Life wallet. I have a Groove Life belt. They have absolutely awesome products. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet Groove Wallet Go, a perfect low-profile companion for your Groove Wallet or iPhone 12, 13, or 14 that uses innovative micro-suction technology to give you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. This wallet is so slim that you can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely even know it's there. And with Groove Life's 94-year, no BS warranty, the Groove Wallet was the last wallet that you're ever going to need in your life. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/LCB for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my link, groovelife.com/LCB, for 20% off your order. One last time, that's groovelife.com/LCB for 20% off your order. All right, thanks to Groove Life. Now we have the number 6 versus the 11. The 6 we're also going to have to vote on, I think, because there's 2 separate submissions, both about the same subject. So you can either be in the Obama Situation Room for the killing of bin Laden, or you could be literally watching bin Laden get shot.
Oh, it's got to be watching him.
Watching.
So I'm just putting it out there. Which one? Okay, fights?
Shot.
The Situation Room or watching him
this is
shot in Pakistan? 1,000%
for you, Obama's room. It's camaraderie. It's pious.
And his boys, the boys celebrated so hard.
SEAL Team 6 there celebrating?
They were still on the clock.
Yeah, they couldn't be celebrating. They weren't celebrating until they got back.
I was like, Obama's about to go to the inauguration, not the inauguration, White House Correspondents' Dinner. He's already dressed up. He's like, fucking, make it a double. Let's go. I think that the Situation Room really popped off, I bet.
Yeah,
The flight home, the helicopter home.
Yeah,
perhaps Rob O'Neill and the boys had a couple good cheers. But you're still there's that adrenaline high that I wouldn't get to partake in because I'm a ghost. Whereas I think,
I worked against in any.
Yeah, I worked against myself on all of my things there. but the I think the Situation Room popped off harder. I think maybe a couple days later, a couple hours later. The boys went nuts down in Pakistan, but I think the Situation Room right away.
In the Situation Room, you also get the combination of like both things because you're watching like helmet cam of them shooting Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, true.
While also getting the Situation Room, so you get both in a way.
I think the Situation Room. I think Obama and Hillary might have kissed. Like,
Clemmer?
I can see like Hillary or somebody else that's kind of ruining the fun or like just like it's like saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. Being there sounds like that sounds amazing and thrilling. And they said those guys, it must have been wild. It must have been that to me is that's an all timer.
Imagine Hillary just like released her emails after. It's like, hey, here we go. Oh. There it is, baby.
Tommy?
Yeah, I think it's being there. It's
being there.
The adrenaline, watching him get shot up close. That's. You feel like you're in the war. You'd feel like you did
that
it yourself.
That's a patriotism bump.
You literally feel like you did it yourself.
I agree with that pretty wholeheartedly, but I think the problem with this is that I have seen how they reacted after killing bin Laden, and I'm using, if you're listening, I'm using air quotes because I just mean I've seen Zero Dark Thirty. And
they had shots of the Situation Room in that movie, too.
And that's what I mean. That still, my imagination can still run wild with that. It seems like, again, I understand it's just a movie, but in my head, I picture it as a very methodical, clean kill, get out kind of deal.
Didn't they like land a helicopter in his backyard? That's wild.
They crashed a helicopter.
They had to scuttle it.
That whole thing is insane.
Yeah,
like being there for that. That's wild.
But that sounds anxiety inducing. Where the Situation Room was just like, let's fucking do this.
You know the result, right?
What do you mean?
Yeah, we know.
Go back knowing it, yeah.
Oh, true, you know true. We're killing Balada. And like,
yeah, okay.
A little hiccup. A little
I didn't
hiccup
think about that. They also, they it was a little more women killed than I'd like to witness in that one.
Yeah, that part was news to me when I watched the movie for the first time.
Like, oh, they're just lighting everybody up.
I think I'm going to stick with Situation Room.
Situation Room, Francis?
Yeah, the picture of Obama and Biden sitting forward on their chairs and being as grave as they are and, you know, and having no control over the situation, but knowing where they are in history in that moment is, I mean, as gripping a photo as any I've ever seen in American history.
Mm-hmm.
I would put Situation Room. Because I also think that, like, you know, you could follow SEAL Team 6 on any, obviously Bin Laden is the creme de la creme raid, but like seeing them in action would be super sick. But watching the leaders of the Western world take that in real time, can't even imagine. Scintillating.
Somebody rip ass in here. It smells fucking awful.
I did not.
Anybody else smell that?
I didn't smell that. Huh?
It fools me every time.
Definitely.
Francis, do you think that there was, and I'm sure there wasn't, but like any gallows humor in the Situation Room?
Like, I don't think so.
I read
Obama's autobiography, the first part. It's like 700 pages. He's writing another part two, but he describes it in depth. And you know, it was touch and go. Like the info was like good, but it wasn't certain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it happened fast, and they were hustled in there, and they were told like, "Are we giving the green light on this?" And they had to make decisions in real time. There were a lot of like, "Who knows how this is going to go?" We're putting the lives of a bunch of Navy SEALs at risk. And no, I think it was very grave.
I think it would be hard to resist cracking a joke.
I think once they get out and then they confirm it is Bin Laden, then celebrations.
Yeah,
fuck,
absolutely
the guy.
Smells like nuts. Shit in here. It I'm smells sorry. Like fucking shit in here. It smells so gross.
It doesn't smell over
it doesn't
here.
Smell over here.
Smell it?
I smell it.
It's fucking awful.
I want to say it feels really good to have 100% certainty it was not me.
Yes, it was
really bad.
It's really bad.
Not really.
I'm right at Dana.
Over there, do a test.
I did not fart. I would tell the boy.
I actually don't smell it as much anymore now.
No, I
also don't really
I smell nothing. At first, it smells so bad.
I had a quick whiff, but I'm clean again.
It was one of the worst things I've ever
seen. It's disgusting.
I don't want to...
I'm not a fart in a room that's closed.
You pooped. You pooped in this room.
Poop in
not
room.
On purpose.
You did. No one's questioning.
Pooped your pants.
All in a closed.
Intent.
Oh, that's such a lie. Pooped.
What do you mean, dude? I'm saying, like, with this many dudes in one space? Come on.
You shit your pants.
Not on purpose.
I mean, you the death side laugh.
I wouldn't rip ass on purpose right now. I don't do that.
It doesn't have to be on
you pooped.
No one's questioning the intent.
Pooped in the room.
In the room.
You never would do that.
But if you would accidentally poop in this room, what's to say you wouldn't accidentally fart in this room?
I would know if I accidentally farted, and I would tell you guys.
No, would you?
Fucking idiots.
Yeah. Don't say you wouldn't do it. You did.
I love when you're here so much. Dana's Situation Room.
I mean, you guys are being fucking dumb right now. It's Obama, or what's his name? Osama getting fucking killed. Like, being what are we doing?
I want to see
dude,
Osama again.
You guys are talking about you'd like to see fucking, what's his name, Abraham Lincoln get shot? How about fucking Osama getting shot? That's like the coolest thing ever.
Osama?
I love that visual of it. That's how it went down.
I wonder if he yelled like,
ow. Come on, guys.
That's like the most patriotic thing ever. Fuck that guy, right? So, like,
I like you guys' question.
Yeah, right? Fuck Osama. He was bad, right?
Nobody's
bad.
Pro Osama.
But that still doesn't answer the question, Dave.
Yeah.
I would rather see that.
See what?
Him get shot.
Shot in person.
Not in the room.
Not in the room.
Not in person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Same.
Party?
Yeah,
you act like the other option there was like not, and that had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden getting shot.
Like him getting like teabagged after would have been amazing.
I don't think I'm not sure if it happened.
I pictured like it a thousand.
Well, you are a counter-terrorist.
Yeah.
What did he say? Yeah. What did he tweet?
He's like, Osama was tall as hell. He should have been playing hoop.
He was. He was like,
it's kind of crazy. He escaped us for 10 years.
Yeah. Doesn't really make sense.
I would like to hide one day. Like, see if people, if, like, we should do that at Barstool. Like
a
do
big
like
hide and seek?
Yeah. That would be fun. That would be
cool. Not a bad idea.
We would never find anybody.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Being a fugitive, that would be fun.
Oh, like,
how would you, like, there's not many places you could. I always think when I drive past, like a forest, I'm like, I'd be cool to just, like, hide out there.
A guy hid from my dad when he was a police officer behind a refrigerator for 8 hours.
Holy shit.
I remember you telling me that. It was in KFC or something.
No, that was the Wendy's Massacre.
Wendy's Massacre.
That one was crazy.
All right, so Osama bin Laden getting...
Is that even a matchup, or was that just picking...
That was just a sub thing.
Oh, Christ.
Osama bin Laden getting killed versus Malice in the Palace. Marty.
Osama.
Yep.
I don't care. Malice, I saw it. I don't. Sports moments are like, so... Something happens the next night. Osama happens once.
Fair. And hopefully. It literally happened in a sports hopefully. Moment.
Put that on a graphic card. Someone say happened
twice.
That should be put on a quote card.
Yeah. Dana.
I'm not so quick to just, you know, say no to Malice of the Palace. Like, I think it'd be pretty sick to say I was there. But imagine being the guy that almost got punched by Jermaine O'Neal. That'd be, like, pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Osama.
Osama?
Yeah, you know, I had submitted being in the Situation Room for Bin Laden. I hadn't even considered following the SEALs to actually kill him. Yeah. And so during that whole thing, I was just selfishly rooting, trying for my own thing. But yeah, being on the raid would be
insane.
Way better. Like, I don't even like SEALs that much. No. Yeah, Bin Laden for sure.
Bin Laden?
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden?
Yeah, Bin Laden, for the reasons Dana said.
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden's going to move on. Weird to say.
All right, Bin Laden getting shot.
Yeah, let's finish the sentence.
They said once he killed him, the someone to his left was like, "Do you know who you just killed?" Right.
That's how they do it. Zero Dark 30.
I think that would happen, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Which would be crazy to see.
Did you read Rob O'Neill's book?
I did not.
No, me neither.
I do know he listened to the game Red Nation in the helicopter on the way there.
That's a great song.
Great song, dude. Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to that before basketball games.
When I read that, same I listened thing. To it in the gym on repeat. That was it.
Number 3 seed versus 14 seed. The 3 seed is the resurrection of Jesus Christ is on the list. That will be, if it happened, it would be crazy to see. No doubt about it. And that's going up against Liz getting destroyed by a Cadillac Escalade on 9th Avenue trying to cross the street.
Oh, no.
So, it's the resurrection of Christ or Liz getting
what a matchup
50 feet in the air by that Cadillac.
I didn't see that one coming.
Neither did she.
Fuck. This is because the camaraderie is on the Jesus side.
Yes. Yes.
He fuck him back.
Yeah.
Dude, the disciples, where I got lit. Got fucking litty.
Not Judas. Judas was done. He was bummed out.
Yeah. Jesus. I.
Just fucking.
After God. Much deliberation. I'm gonna have to watch Liz. Every time I say it, it's so mean and so funny, but I don't know, man. Get that
she would fly
that grill tattoo.
clever.
I mean, is there a chance we go back and like the resurrection didn't happen? Like, what if we go back and this actually was not a true story? Like, is that a risk?
We're already in the weeds accepting fucking God creating.
Yeah.
The
so
earth,
in this case, like, it is we're accepting true. It's a fact.
It's a fact that yeah. Jesus did.
Also a fact that Liz got demolished by this car, though.
Right.
Yeah. I gotta go with Jesus here. I think seeing someone come back from the dead would be pretty wild. I gotta go with that one.
That I think the fear is underestimated.
Because.
We're like we know that it turned out to be a good thing, air quotes again. But the in the moment, there's got to be a lot of like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
It might not have been as lit as we think.
Can I, those of you who are religiously inclined, did when they rolled the rock away, was he in there and walked out and said, hey, everybody? Or had he disappeared, which made them know he had risen?
He was gone.
He was gone.
Yes. What if someone just stole the body then?
They can't.
The cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't disappear forever. He came
back and he was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Right. Oh, he did
come back. Resurrection of Jesus.
He did come back. Yeah, I believe he came back to like a dinner or something like that.
He came back for dinner?
Yeah, I think
he came back
like,
for a little bit. I think he chilled for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then went back.
And then he like went up to God.
Yeah, I don't know how he exited.
Like, I thought, second exit. Yeah, actually.
Yeah. We gloss over that. I don't know how he got back
on for an encore.
I kind of want to see all this stuff. Well, I see him come back for the dinner. What's the welcome when he comes back in? His buddies must have been like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That sounds like a wild time.
You gotta look this
Tommy?
God. This is hard.
What was that?
This is so hard. I mean, Jesus come back would be insane. Insane. But lit, boing. Hearing the boing of Liz seeing her fly through the air. Just in case he's listening, I'll go Jesus.
Both of them got nailed on a crosswalk, technically. You want to consider it that way? Francis? It
says, by the way, that Jesus did stay on earth after the resurrection for 40 days.
40 days?
He made an appearance to Mary and then appeared to his other followers, followed by another appearance a week later or something like that.
He just got hitched?
Yeah, so I don't know.
You want to know a fun fact about Mary Magdalene? I learned this from Chaps.
Wasn't she a prostitute?
No, Catholics are the only people who were taught that.
Really?
Chaps, he taught me.
What about her?
About that she was a prostitute.
Oh.
Everyone else was just, Chaps was like, I was like, oh, you mean the hooker, Mary? And he's like, what are you talking about?
Oh.
And most Christians just learned she's just a woman who was just a friend of his. Mm. The Catholic Church trying to tear her down made her a prostitute.
Oh. Interesting.
Ransom? Why? What's the Catholic Church have against Mary Magdalene?
I don't know.
It's just Jesus like versus Liz.
Bible, and she was a fucking prostitute, yeah. By the way.
I think that the resurrection was the affirmation that he was the Son of God, right? It was the final truth that confirmed it. Mm-hmm. And I think that is pretty unbeatable as a historical moment.
It's a resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
Dana?
I'll go with JC. I have nothing but good things to say about Liz. I want it on record. I feel like she could like beat the shit out of me, so I'm not going to laugh at the car thing.
If you didn't do enough, I'm going to laugh at that car thing.
The Millmore shorts of the car.
Okay.
Marty. JC.
On Liz.
Go Liz.
JC, you know. He was like the first like influencer, you think about it. Like everything was about JC. You know? God stayed behind the scenes. He's the real winner.
The big hero there, yeah. All right, so the resurrection is gonna move on.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Now we have the number 7 seed. And the loser, I picked Liz getting hit by the car. Just to throw it out there. I'll take the hit on that.
You love that. That is your favorite.
It's the imagery.
That's your
of it being
thing.
I'll be honest,
I chose it thinking we were going to do a Jeff D. Lowe thing.
Me too.
I basically started a drive-through thing where it was like, I'll pay for the guy behind me. Thanks.
Yep.
I think I don't think
free lunch.
You could have the Jeff and the Liz thing alive in the bracket.
That's true.
Yeah, that's fair. True.
Now we have the number 7 seed. Watching Hitler die. On the same Osama route versus the number 10 seed Firefest, which actually was added before the news of Firefest 2 earlier today.
Which had like 90,000 views on the announcement.
Yeah.
Which, not great.
Yeah. Marty? You're not affected by either of these things. You're a fly on the wall, whatever.
Oh, man. That's tough. because the Firefest thing seemed pretty crazy. But I guess I did. I'm going Hitler.
You want Hitler?
Yeah. We'll see a little Hitler go down. Be kind of funny.
He just killed himself.
The HB.
Yeah, I agree. It's
a lot of mystery, like, though. There's no heroic Bin Laden. It's like him getting killed.
Oh, I actually, himself? I'll just say my answer now because it seems like I'll wait till it gets to me.
Thanks for
you don't know how the HB went.
I can't really have the conversation without sharing my opinion. So
he shoot himself.
Yeah, but there's like mysteries sort of to like how where his body ended up, what the Russians did with it, shit like that.
Some people believe he never actually killed himself.
Yeah, exactly.
It was all set on fire afterwards.
Fuck him. Get him out of here. Fuck the H-Man. Give me that.
Hitler, just Hitler's death?
Am I breathing heavy in the mic?
A little bit.
I got to tell you guys
this. The answer to that is always yes.
Recently, my boxers, I'm getting to the point with my stomach that like I have a permanent
indentation,
the flip. Fold.
Oh, yeah.
Having the permy fold.
Dude, I got a permy fold.
A permanent fold.
Yeah, dude.
Dana,
you always, I don't ever sit down and you hear it snap?
Snap.
The belly's over the box.
This one, not these ones.
No, but you do have it.
The ones that I wear a lot.
Dude,
like, imagine this.
I know that fucking game, man. It's
like
his waistband
permanently like over. This now.
Like something, yeah. Dude. Dude, sometimes I'll sit and I'll hear it like whack.
Yeah, like, I just those like
wristbands
this
you had as a kid,
like snap bracelets.
Yeah.
Really? That's how powerful
that
that
thing
is.
Thing,
so fat, dude.
That is fat.
That's a.
Were you upset with this?
He gets it.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
But there's like three or four pairs that like sit. I do the laundry and they're just stuck like that.
Did you feel bad about
yourself? Yeah. But I'm on Ozempic now, so it's all good.
You nice. Are?
Yeah.
Are you official?
Nice.
Yeah. I'm on a very low dose. I'm testing it out.
You're taking it away from everyone that's got the diabetes?
Oh, get the fuck out of here, dude.
I pay for it
just like everyone else.
What does Ozempic do? Does it give you like diarrhea? What does it do?
Nobody actually
you need
knows.
Whatever the opposite is.
I'm not saying I don't. I'm asking
know.
What it does.
They don't know. They just know it works.
Are you so mad at me? Have you gained weight on it?
If you beat Ozempic, it'll be
I haven't
so
beat
funny.
Ozempic.
One of the best stories of all time.
Down like 4 pounds in 3 weeks.
That feels like not good for
I know. That's
I'm on a tiny I'm on a tiny dose.
Oh, an up
tiny
that.
Dose. I'll go up.
Francis?
I can't remember. Okay. So I like watching douchebags suffer. Fire Festival is a great just a parade of that.
Someone's
watching their
killing himself as an example of that.
I know, but I think you were making the same point I was going to make, which is it seems if what we think happened is what happened, and he just shot himself in a bunker and that was it. I don't know. Seems kind of it's not as
ripping as
of a spectacle. It's not as much of a spectacle as watching like whatever 10,000. Douchebags fly in from New York and San Francisco with huge grins on their faces, expect and watching them realize over many hours, like, ooh, this isn't what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go Firefest.
One for Firefest.
I'm echoing the same reasons. Firefest. I feel like Bin Laden and Hitler, two of the worst dudes to ever do it. But like the difference is with Bin Laden, like there is a heroic standpoint of like we raided his house and killed him, or it's like Hitler just like gave up and killed himself. Firefest, like think about how popular the documentaries were, and that didn't like imagine being there witnessing it live. That's I'll go with that.
Firefest, Clemmer?
Yeah, I mean they were popular, Hitler documentaries too, like about the end of the war and stuff. I mean
it's different.
I mean, for me, I like the mysteries. Like the alien stuff is interesting because, like, I can solve that mystery, or I can solve, like, we don't really know what happened with Hitler. Like, his bunker burned down. It's a lot of, getting answers seems like a really cool way to use this tool, be able to go back in time. So it's Hitler.
So as a witness, as the fly on the wall, you have sort of an omniscient, like, perspective on it all. You figure out everything that happened.
Yeah, that's how I figured, at least when you're originating this idea, that's how I imagined it.
Well, if that's true, then I would have submitted different things. I didn't really think.
I love
that.
Francis usually finds out how bracket what we're doing like halfway.
Well, we change it as we go, which is fine.
That's also true.
I think we always change how we want the idea to be, which is fine.
Also, somewhat like self-interpretive too. Like this is how I interpret it.
Yeah.
What I would want to do if I had this power.
We're 3-2 in favor of Hitler.
That felt weird.
Well,
watching him die.
Yeah, watching Hitler get...
I would have rather been a fly on the wall for the Operation Valkyrie and the plotting
that would be cool.
of that than the actual death of Hitler, but that's...
Yeah, a bunch of Nazi officers almost assassinated Hitler like halfway through the war.
Tom Cruise movie.
About great Tom Cruise movie.
I could do a movie.
I could do a movie.
Bites?
I think I'm going to go Firefest, and it's more that I'm not choosing Hitler. Because I think no matter who you are, at least as long as you're fairly normal, watching someone in the moments before they decide I'm going to kill myself, you kind of have to have like a bit of humanity. Like I imagine he's kind of breaking down and like just instinctually be like, oof, I feel kind of bad for this guy. And I'd prefer to not have
him. Yeah, that's fair.
I'd want to keep Hitler.
So you feel bad for Hitler?
I think if I had to watch him make the final decision, like this is it. I imagine
didn't make
some tears.
Tell him to fucking pull the trigger.
Come on.
Oh yeah, Dana.
What are we talking about again?
All right, so we're tied up.
To encourage him to fucking kill himself.
Reed, watching Hitler kill himself or Firefest?
I'm going to go Hitler. Bad guy.
Hitler was a bad guy. No doubt about it.
There you go.
Good take, Reed.
So Hitler's going to move on. Last one. We have the moon landing. Number two seed, the moon landing. Being, and again, you're, I guess, a vacuum-sealed fly. Or you're not going to die being in space watching this happen. Versus the number 15 seed, Columbus realizing he was in the wrong place. Which, yeah, that's fair. He was not in India. Fights, you were first.
I'm going Columbus. I think that'd be funny as shit. It'd be funny.
I wonder how long it actually took, because I have no idea.
I think the Bahamians being like, no, this is not India. And he's like, this is fucking India. I think that's pretty funny.
Sounds like me. This is what I think it is.
I found India. And they're like, no, you didn't. I think that's all funny stuff.
Lemmer?
When I was alive before GPS, I used to see people like think they were in the wrong place all the time. Like, it's not that exciting. I get to be on the fucking moon? It's the moon. Always.
Oh, wait. I actually didn't even hear the moon.
That
I
reminds
Columbus
me.
And
I was
get
like,
to go to the moon? You get to be...
The moon's got the camaraderie, dude. Moon it is.
Moon boys.
For the moon.
Nuts.
I'm going Columbus. I think that would be so funny. Just like his insistence of like, no, I'm telling you, it's fucking India. Yeah. And like, just like, I can't believe we sailed to the fucking... Like, generally, that must have been such a panic.
That could have been some pretty good jacked up camaraderie there, too. Like, boys, we fucking did it.
The widespread panic of like, uh-oh. This is not fucking...
I don't think they realized it, and during the trip, did they?
No.
They thought
they were there so much more
funny.
Yeah. That was when they got back.
Imagine having the camaraderie and be like, boys, we fucked
up. No, they realized it when they were there. It's not when they got back.
I don't know if
that's true. We called them Indians. That's why we called them Indians before Native Americans forever.
Whenever he found out that he was in the wrong place, I think.
He might have died thinking it was India. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't...
I'm going that. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. I don't fucking...
The moon!
I've seen the fucking footage.
X.
You're not like the one walking on the moon.
You get to be right there with them.
Then you could say, all right, then I want to be in a fucking, I want to see a star twinkle. Like, that's like you're just using.
But this is a human, it has to be, it's a human historical fact. This is a human historical fact.
Human historical fact.
Tommy, you're okay with that being, you're saying that's out of bounds, and yet we, again, Jesus, like, resurrection, God creating
the earth. No, I'm saying,
Big
though,
Bang
like,
theory,
you don't get
that was
to
all...
walk the earth. You don't get to walk the moon if you're up there.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Why not? What do you mean? Why not?
You're a ghost, but you're there.
You're a fucking ghost. Like, I'm thinking more like you're just there watching it.
You'd rather watch Columbus be told, oh, you took a left and you should have taken a right? All right.
That's so...
Here's all the gold and spices I got.
Francis?
Yeah, I think so.
This is where I get confused when we do this. Because
this is my favorite part of every breath.
Just moving the goalposts all over the
constantly.
Field. Like, I don't know
constantly
what's what. Because my thought would have been to witness the holding of the collective breath of the nation, of the world, the culmination of the space race. Who's going to be the first? Kennedy's challenge to the nation. Can we do this? And you know, presumably you get some sped up snapshot of all of that, of NASA scribbling away, of the launch of Apollo 11 and, you know, all of that, and then and the school children at their desks, teachers wheeling in black and white televisions, radio announcers saying it. Maybe you get to see the actual kids of the of Buzz Aldrin and those people and Neil Armstrong and just feel that tension and the sigh of relief, and then witness them land safely and be collected and come back in, and the triumph of it all. I mean, it's perhaps America's greatest moment. One of them, certainly. Mm-hmm. From a patriotic standpoint, I think it's hard to beat. So it's that for me, and that's the way I picture this question for us.
Yeah, France nailed it. I'm 100% a moon boy.
Moon boy.
Marty, sorry, not to skip you, Dan, but Marty, you're just...
Oh, no chance. It takes, without traffic, 2.5 hours to get to the moon if you put a road up there. The moon's way closer than you think. If we put a road to the moon with no traffic, it's 2.5 hours. So I don't
know. Is that a real thing?
No.
No, not at all.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
Just saying shit.
We've done the research.
I don't have the science to do it. We've done the research.
I mean, I know like look space it up. Isn't
dude,
that far
it's away. The miles yeah, the moon.
It's not that
you go
bad.
Whatever miles an hour. Boom.
Oh, we've a trillion done, miles an hour.
Done the research.
You're talking about
what research have you done?
In a car?
Dude, look this up. Like how long would it take?
238,000 miles away.
So how many miles an hour are we going, Marty, in your plan here, your road plan?
Get further in a couple
238,000.
So we'd have to drive...
So maybe 4 hours.
Still, going here to, like, Southampton?
Yeah, it's take, okay, let's say you drive to the moon at an average... If you're driving a constant speed of 60 miles an hour, it would take 166 days to drive to the moon. Non-stop driving.
You said it was 2.5 hours?
What did we look up? You remember that day?
It takes two.
It must have been like that, in a fucking
rocket.
It took a
rocket
one.
Yeah.
In a rocket.
What I would give for the amount of confidence you said that with.
Like, it still doesn't take 2.5 hours.
I feel ashamed that's not the for first... thinking, but he said it with such confidence.
Marty,
it couldn't
that's
help
not the
but
first
ask.
Time I've said, I've sold that to a lot of people.
How long does it take to drive to Philadelphia?
There's something there.
Washington, D.C.
I'll come back with I looked it up.
There's something there.
No, yeah. It still doesn't like, it wouldn't
Marty,
make sense with rockets.
Look how far away the moon is when you look in the sky.
I can see it, dude.
You think that's 2.5 hours away?
See it.
It's not like your observable horizon. It's
I can't see Boston. It's a 40-minute flight. What does it matter? That makes nothing to you say.
Hold on.
I do agree the moon isn't as far as we think it is.
But are you saying that if you
have... No, I don't agree because he thinks it's 2.5 hours away.
Yeah, today's rocket...
It might have been four, Clemmer.
It takes 3 days?
Takes 3 days to get to the moon with a rocket.
That's not... Yeah, because they're going out of way.
Significantly.
They're not going straight to it. With my road, it's going
think,
bad
I think they're stopping on the scenic route?
You can't go straight to it.
Yeah.
You have to meet it off with the rotation of the...
The driving thing is saying
as the crow flies or whatever, where like it would be a straight shot. But like the rocket needs to like, you need to lead the rocket basically to meet the moon.
I get it.
You're so wrong.
I get it.
I swear to God, like I know I looked this up.
I think it might be to outer space is 2.5 hours.
Or maybe a space station.
Might be to the
computer drive.
I think that's...
No, it's not a space station. You cannot drive to a space station in 2.5 hours. He's wrong. It's a stupid thing.
I don't know why I'm trying to make this work for him.
Neither do I, Francis.
That is but in space. You're right.
I think I remember you saying that.
Yeah, you were there too.
Okay,
yeah, it's like get out of the atmosphere. Yeah, to get out of the world.
I haven't looked up. I haven't looked
up. Ozone.
If you hop in a car and you could travel straight up, it would take you about 1 hour, 15 minutes to reach space driving at 80 kilometers per hour. 50 miles an hour.
There you go, boys.
He was right.
At the moon, it was a space. So, yeah, exactly. It's not like, okay.
You were
I'll
close.
Try the fucking Long Island instead. I'm going to go with the other one.
You're going with Columbus. Sorry, Dan, did we skip to you?
Despite Francis's passionate words, fuck the moon landing, dude. It's who cares?
Why do you care about Columbus?
Funny.
Speaking of that, someone said GPS. I want to do a video where we have to use a map going to California.
I've done it. We used to have to use a map. We had an atlas. That's what you.
No, I understand. But
they didn't have funny.
Just get on the highway.
He's saying Dana doing it.
Me.
Oh. Yeah.
We get pretty boring after like an hour.
I think we'd have fun.
You having to try to like find out where you are if you like took a turn to go to a hotel or something.
You can't use GPS.
You should, you should only be able to use signs on the road. Like
yes. No, the map too.
No map.
But yeah, the Columbus thing, the way Fights put it, that made me laugh. That sounds
Fights
entertaining.
For the moon. The moon man.
Yeah.
Moon boy.
He said the India thing, and that made me laugh. So
it's funny. It's like just thinking you're somewhere and you're
I'm sorry. Oh. With all due respect, it just doesn't move the needle.
But it's also just, I mean, it's wrong. Like,
no, I know I'm an idiot here, but
no, but,
like,
but you wouldn't be able jokes. To communicate. The Bahamians didn't speak Columbus' language.
What did us land on the moon do for us?
It was just like a monumental achievement for mankind.
Nothing. It was just like, no, oh, look, like, we did something
you see
cool.
The list of things that
yeah, a lot of great technologies come from
really?
Building a space.
How?
Yeah, it's actually
for real.
Wait,
yeah.
wait, from the moon or from building a space?
The moon,
like what we learned building. The
now you could say we spent a lot of money, and that in theory could
building
have gone to those
a
dimensions.
Spaceship, but didn't have to go to the moon.
Yeah,
in theory though, we like got
it
the
was
moon
done for that reason.
They jumped around and planted a flag.
Then what? You go home? Come on.
Anyway,
inventions that came from
Columbus.
The moon landing, the dustbuster.
Is there a moon day?
Vacuum sealed
Columbus
food,
day.
Cameras, thermal blankets,
you don't like
shock
Columbus.
Absorb, shock absorbing yeah, sneaker soles.
Yeah,
they're trying to cancel.
I want
to
think aluminum foil maybe Italian. Or aluminum. Thing.
Yeah, it's Sopranos.
Artificial
I know
limbs, the Columbus insulin pump. Fine. You're gonna need that.
I want. I want it on record that Marty just asked if Columbus was a bad guy. When I asked if Abraham Lincoln was,
he was. Marty's more right.
Yeah, that's
Thomas
honest.
Was a bad guy.
I said,
Thomas
is Abraham Lincoln a good guy?
Lincoln is 100% like the best guy.
But you not knowing that Columbus was a bad guy is kind
well,
of
you could, there's arguments there.
There's people like there's still a day
it's
named.
It's complicated.
The it's not
it's changed,
so much.
It's
more
not.
Like
no, but it was.
Do we celebrate the fact that he discovered America when the credit should be given? People yeah. were already here. That's. Mm-hmm. It's not like well,
people
and maybe he did
too.
Bad. Did he go out and kill a bunch of people?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Imagine. Wasn't also, he like genocidal? Dude?
Like the Vikings discovered America.
Didn't he like start genocides and shit?
I don't.
Yeah,
know. I think
some accidentally. Some yeah, it was yeah. not great.
CAT scans invented from the thing. From the right. LASIK.
The answer is Columbus.
Races.
Columbus.
Oh, a lot of shit on here. It's crazy. Okay, so we're tied up. Reed.
Is it you want to be on the moon?
You like, get to be on the moon.
Okay, I'm going to go to the moon.
Oh, thank moon boy. Thank God.
I won't change my answer after
if,
moon.
If
boy.
Fucking.
Oh, you don't.
You guys are nuts.
So, moon landing, moving on. Now let's run through our playoffs. But first, let's hear from our next sponsor and last sponsor of the day, Omaha Steaks. All right, let's talk about Omaha Steaks. Labor Day is right around the corner, and the experts at Omaha Steaks are inviting you to celebrate summer's last hurrah with 50% off site-wide during their Labor Day sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter lights in the search bar to shop all the exclusive Labor Day packages like the Griller's Labor Day Feast. This package is the perfect sampling of everything that makes Omaha Steaks unforgettable. Plus, when you type in lights to your search bar, you'll get 8 free mouthwatering burgers and 8 free gourmet jumbo franks with that order. You're going to want to hurry because this exclusive offer is only available for a limited time. Celebrate summer's last hurrah with 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks Labor Day sale. Remember, the only way to get this is to go over to omahasteaks.com and enter lights in the search bar to shop the Labor Day sale and get 8 Omaha Steaks burgers and 8 gourmet jumbo franks for free with select packages, including the special Griller's Labor Day Feast. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword lights in the search bar. You get Omaha Steaks. All right, let's run through this. Jeff D'Lo falling down the Apple Store stairs versus the Titanic disaster. Marty.
Dude, it's Jeff. It's close. Like, Titanic, again, I have the picture in my head. I don't know. I need every detail of the people.
There's
in the
no
store.
Movie about Jeff D'Lo falling down
there. No, and there should be. I could make a full movie about that.
Mm-hmm. Dana?
I'm pretty torn, boys. I'll go with Lowe. I'll go with Lowe.
Titanic.
Disheveled Lowe is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way fun. If we're talking about, oh, I don't want to see that, like, we know Jeff's fine.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people die.
I agree with you, yeah.
So it would be so funny.
What sound he made.
Like, his legs above his head going down is funny.
Like, just, I'm not joking. I would much rather see Jeff D'Lo fall down the stairs than the Titanic, because that would be so sad to see people die. It would really fuck me up. So, Jeff D'Lo, all day.
Fights?
Yeah, I know we sometimes go bit here. I would rather see Jeff D'Lo fall down the stairs than
the Titanic.
People drown.
The dinosaurs going extinct, the extinction event versus the UFO sighting.
I think UFO sighting. I voted for neither of these originally, so it's a tough one. I think the UFO sighting, with the goalposts having been moved to where they were, where I get to kind of
know everything, right? Like I get to be able to go and tell people exactly what it was. I honestly
won't believe you.
If I fucking saw UFOs for sure, like it probably wouldn't be the first story I told.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
it would be like, oh, here comes John, he's got this UFO story.
People would think you're a crackpot.
They think you're nuts.
It would be one of those things that like someone would say something, oh, that reminds me of I saw a UFO one time. It wouldn't be like my thing. I wouldn't make it.
I think people would think you're crazy, and just me knowing that I have that knowledge like means more.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Like I know something.
We get frustrated. We get frustrated with no one believing.
Yeah.
Climber?
Yeah, dinosaurs. I mean, I get to see dinosaurs and see this crazy meteor hit the Earth. That sounds wild. That's a crazy day.
Tommy?
I'm going the UFOs. It's just, I don't know. You've seen so many documentaries. You see all these videos on Twitter, and it's like, oh, this happens. Like, I just want to know what they saw. I just want to see with my own eyes. Are they crazy? Is
it
this
could
real?
Be. I watched Fracture last night. Great movie. Gosling, Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins is a very smart man, and his wife at least is supposed to be less intelligent. And she has a line which is like, I bet it makes you feel so powerful being so much smarter than me. And he's like, it's actually quite dreadful. And I almost feel like that could happen with the UFO. Where you're like,
yeah,
it sucks knowing this is true and you guys just can't get it. Like, it could be quite burdensome.
By the way, that's how I feel every day I come to work. Is that the movie where it's like the legal movie?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
It's a very good movie.
Really good movie. Yeah.
Francis?
This is a good one. This is a good matchup. I would have potentially put these two in the finals, but I'm going to go UFO. I think that as a ghost, maybe you can follow the UFO. Maybe you can go inside of it. You know, you
reverse probe?
Yeah, you can just really figure it out and have an answer. So that's it for me. UFO.
Dana?
Yeah, assuming I'm safe from everything, it's got to be dinosaurs. I would love to see dinosaurs in action, and I would love to see a meteorite in action. So, yeah.
I don't think we've agreed on a single thing.
Marty?
UFO. I don't... Jurassic Park. And are people still like looking for bones and shit?
Yes. All the time.
Why?
An actual job, paleontologist.
So get a bone and, okay, boys, here's a bone.
Have you ever done the fucking, the
thing? Yeah, they brush them off.
Oh, I love those.
I went to Italy. Yeah. And I was at the Vatican. I was getting a tour. And I just kind of like asked the guy, I was like, what gets you into this line of work? And he looked at me like I was an idiot. He's like, I'm an archaeologist. And I was like, well, we're not digging up fucking bones right now. So why would I have expected that you're an archaeologist? You give tours at the Vatican. That's a different thing. I didn't say any of that, but that's what I thought in my head.
I'd like to be a guy that digs up bones.
Why?
I like to dig. Digging
You'd be a great manual laborer back in the day.
I was unreal at landscaping.
Yeah. I was good landscaping myself.
I was too.
Hey, aren't you like, you're Egyptian too, aren't you?
Yes.
25%. I mean, building the pyramids?
Yeah.
I would be doing that shit like crazy.
I love to landscape.
I like landscaping.
I used to offer to landscape Marty's front yard when I lived there. He never let me.
I had better lines.
All right. Fights. Jeff D'Lo falling down the stairs or the UFO sighting?
Is to get to the finals?
This is to get into the finals.
I gotta go. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go UFO.
UFO?
Yeah. So it's UFO versus Jeff D'Lo?
Yeah.
UFO.
UFO.
Yep.
Three for
I'll end it here. We'll go. We'll go with the UFO.
It's UFO here.
UFO?
Yeah.
All right, so UFO into the finals. On the other side, the resurrection of Christ or the Bin Laden, seeing Bin Laden get capped. Marty?
Bin Laden smoked.
Bin Laden smoked.
Man, I feel like I'd be boys with JC. That's the only thing.
No way.
Yes, I would.
JC?
He likes to get fucked up.
No Jesus Christ, chance, do you think he'd like to get fucked up? Just because he made wine?
Why do you say that?
He drinks wine.
Yeah, Dan's like, he had the highest fucking blood alcohol percentage.
He would have been a great guest on Wine Walk.
Yeah, he would have been. I got the number one.
What's the other one?
It's the resurrection of Christ versus Bin Laden getting capped.
Yeah, Bin Laden. Another? I would love to witness that. I really would. Give me Bin Laden.
Bin Laden?
Dana fucking hates Bin
Laden. More than anyone.
Like,
more than Lincoln.
Bin Laden, but like Dana really.
I mean, it's Bin Laden, Lincoln, Francis.
Yeah, ever, seriously? Francis?
I'll go with Christ.
Resurrection?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we're going with like you're finding out stuff, so then... If it's all, you know, a sham, Like, if all right, if we're doing the Jesus one, can I see him get fucking, can I see the Last Supper? Can I see him get on the crucifix?
I think it's resurrection post, like everything.
I think
after.
You could see some of that.
Yeah, I'd like to see how that all went down. And then, you know, if he doesn't come back, it's like, well, then, you know, shit's all a lie.
No, but this is my
presupposition that it's real. Isn't
exactly.
Yeah.
If we have this as an option here,
it's got to be that. It'd be fucking insane.
Right. This is the supposition that it is a real thing.
Clemmer.
Yeah, I'm Robert Stack out here. I'm solving mysteries. Jesus Christ,
3-2.
See some shit.
Fights Bin Laden or Jesus?
Someone understood that reference, Marty. Huh? Someone
did. JC, all right, the resurrection.
The fuck is Robert Stack? What was that?
The host of Unsolved Mysteries.
No one knows, dude.
Right, know. Someone listening does. It's for them. It's not for you. It's for me and them.
Yeah, no one.
Yes, they are. They
real do. Real relatable, dude.
Less than five
it's
people.
Not for, it's not for you.
Real the comments. Relatable.
You think Abraham Lincoln's a fucking war criminal? Shut the fuck up.
I want to see in the comments, like, less than five.
There's going to be one
care.
Guy. It's going to be
me
like,
and that guy. Then we had a little giggle together.
Robert Stack, I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, Marty, clown emoji, clown emoji, clown emoji.
Yeah. Marty sucks, but he was pretty good on this one today.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
On the other side, the moon landing versus Hitler getting whacked. Or whacking himself.
Moon landing.
Moon landing.
Yeah, I love solving mysteries, but that moon landing, that sounds pretty cool. I get to go on the moon. Hmm. I'm a moon boy.
You are self-proclaimed, Tommy.
I was not a moon boy last, but for this matchup, I'm a moon boy.
Three for the moon?
Moon landing.
Moon landing's going to win, but Dana?
Yeah, it still doesn't really move the needle for me, but I would like to be on the moon, I guess.
I'm going with hit bags. It's not even close. It's just not close, man.
Hit bags, huh?
Moon, like... It would take you like 10 minutes to high five someone because of fucking gravity. Like, it's just
only 2.5 hours to get there, though.
Yeah.
Space is true.
5 minutes to high five.
Thank God we got to that. I wasn't just making shit up.
Hit bags.
All right. So, the moon landing or the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
This is the final?
Two things.
No, this is to go into the final.
Two things that arguably might not be real. Yeah.
Start with you, Marty.
It's Hitler and who?
Hitler versus the moon landing.
Hitler.
Oh, it's not Hitler. It's
sorry. It's the moon landing versus the resurrection of Jesus. My bad. Ugh.
How did we get to this? So many other things. One that I should have gotten was the first guy to experience air conditioning. Should have won.
You didn't have that on.
That
there.
One didn't get in, and that one
like your pool.
Imagine, amazing. I guess I'll go. What are they?
Resurrection versus the moon landing.
Resurrection.
One for JC.
Yeah, JC for sure.
Two for JC.
Fuck the moon, boys.
Francis.
Oh, man. I'm going to go moon landing here.
One for moon landing.
Or one for JC on the board.
3-1 in favor of the resurrection.
Moon boy for life.
Moon boy for life.
Ah, man. This is tough. Moon boy's got the camaraderie. JC has the... It's the knowledge. It's the same thing you run into with the aliens where you're like, hey, I know for sure, by the way, he stayed dead. He didn't get up. And everyone's going to just be like, I don't care. It's real.
Yeah.
But I would like that sense of superiority over religious people. I was like, no, you, like, I already think you're fucking idiots. If I know for sure.
So you're going with the resurrection?
Go resurrection.
So resurrection's going to move on. It's going to be resurrection. By the way, fights, you voted against your own. You had the moon landing in this case.
Is that where Hezzy came from?
What?
Sure.
Like a Hezzy, like the
Hezzy comes from hesitation.
Yeah.
Rezzy. Got it.
Nah. Hey, where did you think it came from?
I was thinking.
No. Reverse. It's okay. Maybe it makes sense.
What do you think it was from?
We believe in you.
Seriously, it's so bad.
You thought it was from the resurrection of God?
Like Rezzy. Like, you resurrect. Like, because everyone's.
That's a resurrection. That's for reserving
does
seats.
Does it rhyme?
It's an app.
You thought there was a website called Resi and it's about the resurrection?
Don't go. Relax over there, Skeletor. I don't know. Just keep going.
Christ. the UFO thing versus the resurrection of Christ. Marty.
UFO.
UFO, no doubt. This is the finals, remember.
We might have talked about this. Do you see aliens? Or do you just see a UFO?
Bro, how are we still
talking about that? I said you can get into the spaceship.
Yeah.
If you're a ghost. And in that case, UFO.
You have to assume it's some totally omniscient.
Are you guys kind of sick of alien talk?
Very much.
Where it's like, I think it used to be funny, but I feel like now I'm just like, let
it. Well, I'm at a point of like, show up already. Like, we know there's UFOs. Like,
I don't want to poke the fucking bear.
No, I'll poke them. I'd fucking, it'd scoop me up in a second. But
like, it's like they.
Imagine they all just turned around. They're like, whoa, hang on. They knocked on wood.
Oh, Tommy, he's good.
Two for UFO, Francis. The resurrection.
I'll go with this is tricky, but I'll go resurrection.
3-2 or 2-1 in favor of the UFO.
Oh, this is really fucking hard. I mean,
Tommy, you got a Jesus thing touching your belly button right now.
No, yeah, but right. Like, it's like I know that that happened. I don't know about the aliens. But I mean, the shock and awe when Jesus comes back would have been fucking insane.
What if maybe you didn't? Maybe like if someone didn't.
Well, but then again, then if it's not real, I come back and I'm like, what's the point of anything? So I'll go with the.
That's how agnostics and atheists feel every day.
I'll go with the aliens.
3-1 in favor of the aliens.
It's hard though.
I don't know if I even believe either of these things. Like, I feel sucks. Like, historical thing, and neither of these things
they're
are
both really real right now. Just
they're both are real.
I know, I'm just saying, it's frustrating that we...
Well, I mean, there's undeniably been UFO sightings, and Jesus was a real person, whether he was a miracle son of God. Like, so, like, you kind of get the answer to either of them.
I guess I believe more in UFOs than Jesus, so... No, Jesus being, like, a resurrection, you know, like a...
Yeah.
How firm is that evidence that he was a real person?
I just heard that.
I think he was a real person. Like St. Peter was
divinity
a real person.
Is the question.
He was just a fisherman named Simon.
We technically have no idea if he was a real person.
So far.
He was a real person. They follow
that they always say is like a real thing. It's like he was some Middle Eastern guy.
Yeah. He was whether or not he had any special abilities.
Divinity.
Is humongously up for
Yeah, so I'm going to go aliens.
The aliens fights.
I'm going to go... So much alien talk has me so sick of it that I don't even want to know, or also so just like, all right, I know, shut the fuck up. I'm going JC.
Going JC. Well, the winner is going to be the UFO.
Ah, losing squad.
The winner of this episode of The Bracket is Tommy Smokes. Almost voted against himself right there.
I also had Jesus.
Single person. You didn't get assigned Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were so anti-Jesus.
You lost like six times.
No, I mean, I don't know. That one, it's another one of finding the answers that I think is a really interesting one.
So the winner of bracket number 90, things we'd want to witness, is a legit UFO center. I'm kind of surprised this one.
Can I say so?
Me too.
I really love doing the show. It's so fucking
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Especially with squad. I love Francis. I love our brains together. It's like seeing me opposite. And Dana look at each other when you talk, and it's like, what the fuck's he talking about? And then you look at us. It's the best thing in the world.
It's funny. I talk to try to sway your feeble minds, and yet it almost acts like in the opposite way. Like I really thought that
we're simple guys.
Rousing speech about the moon landing would get you, and you both were like, fuck that.
The whole time Hitler you were talking, I couldn't wait to say the opposite.
To say how fast it took to get a
made
no
me
traffic.
Realize the fog of stupidity around you is impenetrable.
Doing all the research that me and Dana did.
Yeah, Francis was giving like an American Patriot speech, and Marty was like, just wait till I let him know. It only takes 2 hours to
get. That's the only thing I could think about.
I was waiting.
He's got something here.
They brought me more into their zone of moronic thinking. By the way, we should have put January 6th down for this.
Oh, I mean,
already talking about hanging out with the boys. May 6th had some camaraderie. Yeah,
I was there.
That would have been a fun one to witness.
That would have been great until it wasn't.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome for the time.
Damn it.
But yeah, that's the winner. Thank you guys for joining, and we will be back next week.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code BARSTOOL for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.